Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek He, Mishnah Gimel, another type of sale of land that could lead to a problem of interest on a Derabanan level. Mishnah says, Machad lo et hasadev, somebody sells a field to another person. Vinatan lo miksat damim, and the buyer gives only part of the money. Ve'amad lo, and then the seller tells the buyer, regarding the balance that he wasn't paid for. Whenever you want, you bring the rest of the money and take your field. It's going to be considered your field from now, but retroactively. When you hand me that money, we're going to consider it your field from this moment right now. If you don't bring me the rest of the money, we'll say that the whole sale is nullified and I'll return the money that you gave me, that initial part of the payment. I'll give it back to you and the whole sale will be null and void. In this case, we say it's asur. The buyer or the seller is not allowed to take crops from this field until we see what develops. Either way, it could turn into a problem of ribit derabanan. It could turn into a problem of collecting interest on a rabbinic level. If at a later point the buyer eventually made the rest of the payment and he fully paid off everything, we say that he would retroactively own it from that initial time that he gave the first monies. And therefore, any produce that was taken by the seller while he was waiting for that end payment is considered to be a benefit to the seller of this property in return for that lag time, for him to sit there and wait for that final money to come in. And therefore, the eating of the produce in that interim is interest because technically it was owned by the buyer from the initial point in time of the transfer of money. And if the field ends up staying the property of the seller, that means the buyer never gave the last installment of money, then in the interim, if the buyer took some of the produce and he ate it, it basically was never his. We consider it to be that he's eating produce over there and that counts as interest for the initial monies that he gave to the seller. We consider the money that he gave to the seller to be like a loan. And finally, when he paid him back, he paid the loan back, but he got his money back, the buyer, but he also had all the produce that he ate with it during that in-between time till they clarified the situation. So therefore, we say that that produce that he ate could count as interest. So therefore, the buyer or the seller are not allowed to take any produce over here. It has to be put in escrow in a way. It has to be held by a third party. And eventually, when we see how things develop, if the final payment is made by the buyer, then he takes everything. If the buyer doesn't give the money and the seller refunds the initial deposit back to the buyer, then we give all of that produce back to the seller. The next part of the Mishnah is a loan arrangement where the lender may end up collecting the field that is worth more than the amount of the loan. Mishnah says, Hilvahu al sadehu. Let's say somebody makes a loan to another person, the lender to the borrower. And it's under the condition that if the borrower does not pay back the loan, the lender can keep the field. Ve'amar lo, the lender tells the borrower, im iatanotem li mikan ve'al shaloshanim, hare hi sheli. If you don't, the lender said to the borrower, if you don't give me back the money within the next 3 years, then the field is mine as of right now, as of today. And then what happens? Hare hi shelo, if the borrower doesn't pay back within the 3 years, retroactively, from that initial discussion, the field is owned now by the lender. The lender owns the field from the moment that he gave the borrower the money. We don't see, even here, if the situation is if the field is worth more than the loan, it's considered to be okay. Because what we say is the money he gave the borrower retroactively never was a loan because he never got paid back for the loan. Rather, it was a payment for the field. And maybe he bought the field at a cheap price. As we said earlier on in the Perek, when it comes to property, there's no ona'ah. There's no amount that a property could be worth in terms of market value. Maybe a person bought it cheap. Maybe he bought it expensive. There are various reasons why people would sell land different than market value. So therefore, we treat this as a field that was bought at a cheap price, and that is a valid that valid deal, even if the field was worth more than the actual loan. We turned the loan into a sale. V'chein haya baitos ben zonin oseh al pi hachamim. And baitos ben zonin used to do this in business. He had the approval of the rabbis. This type of loan that eventually turned into a sale retroactively, lemafreya, was approved by the hachamim.